Savitri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, Canto 1, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, pages 689 and 690. Heaven's call is rare, rarer the heart that heeds. The doors of light are sealed to common mind, and earth's needs nail to earth the human mass. Only in an uplifting hour of stress, men answer to the touch of greater things, or, raised by some strong hand to breathe heaven air, they slide back to the mud from which they climbed, in the mud of which they are made, whose law they know, they joy in safe return to a friendly base, and, though something in them weeps for glory lost and greatness murdered, they accept their fall. To be the common man, they think the best. To live as others live is their delight. For most are built on nature's early plan and owe small debt to a superior plane. The human average is their level pitch, a thinking animal's material range. In the long, ever-mounting hierarchy, in the stark economy of cosmic life, each creature to its appointed task and place is bound by his nature's form, his spirit's force. If this were easily disturbed, it would break the settled balance of created things. The perpetual order of the universe would tremble, and a gap yawn in woven fate. If men were not and all were brilliant gods, the mediating stair would then be lost, by which the spirit awake in matter winds, accepting the circuits of the middle way. By heavy toil and slow aeonic steps, reaching the bright miraculous fringe of God into the glory of the Oversoul. My will, my call is there in men and things, but the inconscient lies in the world's grey back and draws to its breast of night and death and sleep. Imprisoned in its dark and dumb abyss, a little consciousness it lets escape, but jealous of the growing light, holds back close to the obscure edges of its cave, as if a fond, ignorant mother kept her child tied to her apron strings of nescience. The inconscient could not read without man's mind, the mystery of the world its sleep has made. Man is its key to unlock a conscious door. But still it holds him dangled in its grasp. It draws its giant circle round his thoughts. It shuts his heart to the supernal light. A high and dazzling limit shines above. A black and blinding border rules below. His mind is closed between two firmaments.